Again, thank you all very much for taking part in this evening's program. This evening we'll speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam. Let's see. Srimad Bhagavatam. Good. How many are familiar with this Bhagavatam? You're familiar. Good. This Bhagavatam, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Shamiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaudavani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashta Chitesha. It's said that this Srimad Bhagavatam begins where Bhagavad Gita leaves off. The Bhagavad Gita, Hare Krishna, instructs us to understand the difference between matter and spirit, to understand Krishna as Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, and to tell us to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharman pratyajya mam ekam sharanam. So many topics are discussed in Bhagavad Gita, culminating in surrender to Krishna. And this Srimad Bhagavatam gives us further information about Krishna, further information about the process of devotional service to Krishna. So much is found in Srimad Bhagavatam. This Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken about 5,000 years ago in Naimisharanya. You must be familiar with Naimisharanya in North India, in Uttar Pradesh. Naimisharanya is there. That's a holy place since long, long time. And some very exalted sages had gathered there for hearing adhyatmik katha, spiritual topics. And they selected as the chief speaker Suta Goswami. Actually, this Bhagavatam had been spoken earlier by Shukadev Goswami to King Parikshit, the grandson of the Pandavas. The Parikshit Maharaj was a posthumous child, the son of Abhimanyu, grandson of Arjuna. Abhimanyu was killed at the battle of Kurukshetra, but the child, although the attempt was made to kill him within the womb by Ashwatthama, he was saved by Lord Krishna. So he became king after the departure of his grandfathers. But somehow or other, later he was cursed by a Brahmin boy, unqualified Brahmin boy, a curse to die within 7 days. So the king gave up his royal dress, gave up his kingdom, gave up everything, and went to the bank of the Ganges to fast until death. And by the arrangement of providence, many sages came to know that the king is leaving in this world in such a way. So they gathered at this place on the bank of the Ganges. And they were all giving advice in different ways. But finally, Shukadev Goswami arrived on the scene. Shukadev Goswami was the son of Vyasadev, Deva Vyas. So this Shukadev Goswami was recognized by everyone present as a very exalted sage. So King Parikshit requested him, sir, if you would kindly speak on the topics of Krishna. So in the Bhagavatam we find the narrations spoken by Sukadev Goswami to King Parikshit, as later related by Suta Goswami to the sages of Naimisharanya. So in the beginning of the book, there's an introduction to the topics. The sages are inquiring from Suta Goswami. Suta janasi padram te bhagavan satyatam patihi devakyam vasudevasya jatu yasya chakirshaya. O Suta Goswami, all blessings upon you. You know for what purpose the personality of Godhead appeared in the womb of Devaki as the son of Vasudeva. So Krishna is known as Vasudeva, son of Vasudeva, Devaki Nandan, son of Devaki. So the sages were asking, please tell us why Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Tanna sushushamananam arhasyanganu varnitum yasyavataro bhutanam kshemayacha pavayacha. O Suta Goswami, we are eager to learn about the personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, and his incarnations, avatars. Please explain to us those teachings imparted by previous acharyas, for one is uplifted both by speaking them and by hearing. This Bhagavad Katha, Krishna Katha, is so nice that the persons who are hearing will benefit by hearing about Krishna. The person who's speaking will also benefit by speaking about Krishna. Because speaking about Krishna is also service to Krishna, and hearing about Krishna is also service to Krishna. By that service to Krishna, the heart becomes purified, the mind becomes purified, we become uplifted. Avayacha, Kshemayacha. Yes. Only we should hear in this system of the authorized chain of devotees. That will benefit us very much. Apanna sansritim ghodam yan nama vivisho gunan tata sajyo vimuchyeta yad vipheti svayam bhayam. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Then in this book, it's very authoritatively presented. The word for word meanings are there. The Sanskrit is there. The translation is there. And the commentary or purport is presented. In this way, it's a very complete and authoritative presentation from which we can get the meaning very nicely. So I'll read from the commentary or purport to this verse. Vasudev, or Lord Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is the supreme controller of everything. Supreme controller of everything. Where everyone is controlling, and everyone is controlled. I control my children, or I control my business, or I control a country. You control ourselves, our senses, our mind. We're all controlling. So we can be called also Ishvara, controller. But none of us can be called Parameshwara, supreme controller. That's not, because someone I'll control, but someone will control me also. Maybe the government will control me, or my boss will control me, my wife will control me. One way or another, I'll be controlled. So I'm not the supreme controller. But Krishna is identified here as the supreme controller. Even the various devatas are controlled by Krishna. That's stated in Bhagavad Gita. And the material nature is also controlled by Krishna. All the workings of the cosmic manifestation are controlled by Krishna. Someone may take it that Krishna is an ordinary human being, or Krishna is a mythological hero, or Krishna is this, Krishna is that. But from Srimad Bhagavatam we understand that Krishna is Parameshwara, supreme controller. In the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvataha chakva deham punar janma naiti mameti sarjana. If anyone understands Krishna tatvataha, factually, scientifically, as he is. If someone factually understands Krishna, Krishna's transcendental birth, Krishna's transcendental activities, then the result will be chatva deham punarjanma naeti. After giving up this body, one won't have to take another body. Every one of us will have to give up this body. That's a fact. That's a fact. I'm spirit soul, but I'm living within this material body. And chaktva deham, I'll have to give up this body. No one can live forever in this body. The body will be finished. And then punarjanma. According to our karma, according to our thoughts at the time of death, we have to take another body. Maybe somewhere in human society, maybe in demigod society, maybe in the lower species of life, we don't know. But this is going on. Birth and death, birth and death, birth and death. But chatva deham punarjanma naiti. If someone factually understands Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead, Brahman, then he doesn't have to take birth again. Mameti. He goes to Krishna. Krishna's has his spiritual world. Vaikuntha Dham or Goloka Vrindavan Dham. And we can go there. simply by understanding Krishna. People are, they want to understand politics, they want to understand sports, they want to understand so many things. There are so many things to hear about. But what will be the final benefit? When I leave the body, what will my political knowledge do for me? What will my knowledge of sports do for me? What will my film stars do for me? But if I can simply understand Krishna, then my life becomes successful because I become freed from the cycle of birth and death. So, Krishna is the supreme controller of everything. There is no one in creation who is not afraid of the rage of the Almighty. Great asuras like Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, and others, who were very powerful living entities, were all killed by the personality of Godhead. And the Almighty Vasudev, Krishna, Parachranaya Sadhunam, Vinashaya Tridushkina. He killed so many demons. Some, as Krishna himself, he killed Kamsa, he killed the Aristasura, Putana, so many demons. And in his different avatars, just like as Ram, he killed Ravan. As Nrisingadev, he killed Hiranyakashipu. So many asuras he dispatched, killed. And the Almighty Vasudev, Krishna, has empowered his name with the powers of his personal self. There's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nam Nam Kori Bahuda Nijasarvashakti. The Lord has so many innumerable names. Vishnu Sahasranam, at least 1,000 names to start with. And all of those names are powerful. The full potency of the personality of Godhead is present in his name. Abhinnata nama namino, because there's no difference between Krishna or Bhagavan and his holy name. Otherwise, why should we chant Hare Krishna? Why should we chant Hare Ram? But because God is present in this sound. Now I'm associating with the material energy, with Rajagun, Tamagun, Sattvagun sometimes. But these are all material qualities. But by chanting Hare Krishna, I can associate with Bhagavan, with Krishna himself. And Krishna is beyond these material qualities. But we can rise above all material qualities by chanting the holy name of God. Everything is related to him, and everything has its identity in him. Krishna includes everything within him. It is stated herein that the name of Krishna is feared even by fear personified. Fear personified is afraid of Krishna. This indicates that the name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, the name of Krishna is as powerful as Lord Krishna himself. There is no difference at all. Anyone, therefore, can take advantage of the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna, even in the midst of greatest dangers. The transcendental name of Krishna, even though uttered unconsciously or by force of circumstances, can help one obtain freedom from the hurdle of birth and death. Samsritim, apanna samsritim koram. Koram means horrible. Koram means horrible. Actually, this birth and death is horrible. No one wants to die. Because death is horrible. And to be born again and again in so many species of life is also horrible. And we're entangled at the present moment in this very horrible circumstance. Maybe we get some little happiness for some time, but finally we have to be crunched. You know, like the machine, a sugar cane machine is crunching the cane through the machine. We're getting crunched through this machinery of birth and death. Very painful business. But one can get freed from this cycle of birth and death by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama, Rama. It's not a sentimental thing. All these people are simply singing and dancing. But it's confirmed here in Bhagavatam that all the benefit that we might get by associating with Krishna personally, we can get by hearing and chanting the holy name of Krishna. Arjuna became freed from all illusion by association of Krishna, by hearing from Krishna. And we can get the same benefit from the holy name of Krishna through this chanting and hearing. Similarly, by hearing and chanting of this Bhagavatam, because this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken about Krishna, is also not different from Krishna. The topics of Krishna, the name of Krishna, are identical with Krishna. So by hearing or chanting Hare Krishna, or by reading the topics of Krishna as found in Bhagavad Gita as it is, and Srimad Bhagavatam, we can make our life successful. There are so many other things that we do in life, maybe that we need to do. But this is the greatest need, to make our human life successful by reviving our eternal Krishna consciousness. Maybe I'll stop here and see what kind of questions you might have. I wonder what kind of questions might be bubbling up. I'll give you a question. And you might say, well, you know, I'm a married man, I have family responsibilities, I have to work, I have so many things, so I'm not a sadhu, I'm not free simply to chant Hare Krishna or study this Bhagavatam, so what should I do? Is that a fair question? Yeah, that's a fair question. So the answer is that one doesn't have to be a sannyasi One doesn't have to be... Arjun, was he a sannyasi?
No.
Grihastha. Yes, he's grihastha. Then he wasn't a Brahmin also. He's Kshatriya. He wasn't simply meditating. But he was, actually he didn't want to fight, but he fought to serve Krishna. He used his senses to serve the master of the senses, Krishna. He was thinking so many things. But finally he surrendered to Krishna and said, Akarishe vachanam tava, I'll do what you have said. I'll act according to your instruction. So we can also associate with Krishna through this Bhagavatam book, through Bhagavad Gita as it is, and through the holy name of Krishna. And the time is there. Suppose if I say, can you chant, just like we have these beads, Japamala. So to chant, there are 108 beads. So someone, generally we're chanting at least 16 malas, 16 times around. Someone says, I have no time. All right, chant one right, one mala. How much time will that take? Mahabhudeshan, you're chanting. How much time does it take?
Six minutes.
Let's say I'm very slow. It takes 10 minutes. Who can't spare 10 minutes? Whose life is so busy that he can't spare 10 minutes in the day? That's easy to do. Especially in the morning time. The morning time is meant for these spiritual activities. If we get up early in the morning, that peaceful time of day, we can use for these spiritual activities. Or I can chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And I can associate with Krishna in the form of sound. 10 minutes. Similarly, today we read one verse and purport from Bhagavatam. Actually, we read more verses. But to read one verse, how long did it take? One verse with the commentary, again, took maybe 6 minutes, 10 minutes. And we all have 6 or 10 minutes. Practically, maybe we all check in with the radio or with the television. What is the news? The newspaper is there. And I can tell you what the news is. The news is the same as yesterday. Every day, there's some clash. Every day, there's some murder. Every day, some politicians are saying, it's the same news. And by reading that news, practically we don't get much benefit. Certainly we don't get any spiritual benefit. But if we read the news from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, the topics will be very enlivening. And the result will be that my heart will be purified and I'll come to understand the science of Krishna. We have one friend in Bombay. He was working for a big construction company. He was an engineer, executive in the company. And he was living in... like Andheri. Who knows who's from Bombay? Nobody's from Bombay. A lot of Southeast. So Bombay, there's one area, Andheri, in the north of Bombay, And then there's central Bombay, Nariman Point, all of that. And the commute is about 1 hour. If you go early in the morning, the commute is 20 minutes. But any other time of day, it's 1 hour at least. So during that commute every day, he would read the newspaper. That way he would spend the time. But then he attended one class in our Bhagavad Gita, as it is, at our ISKCON center. And he got a copy of Bhagavad Gita. Then, simply in that commute, he was reading Bhagavad Gita. And the result will be, the result was, that after reading the Bhagavad Gita, he thought that I should become a devotee of Krishna. And he learned the science very nicely. Then he designed a nice temple for Krishna, he became the chief engineer for a nice temple in Delhi, New Delhi, and thought that I should dedicate my energy for serving Krishna. So he understood the science. And the investment of time was simply the newspaper time. He just changed the account from newspaper katha to Krishna katha. And he became a very happy man and very spiritually successful. So the time is there. Our time is being stolen away by Maya by different tricks. And we can reclaim that time. On the one side, Maya is there. On the other side, Krishna is there. Yaha Krishna taha Maya nahi adhikar. Krishna surya sama hoy Maya adhikar. It's said that Krishna is like the sun, and Maya is like the darkness. Where the sun is present, the darkness can't stay. So, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, or to chant Hare Krishna, means to be in the sunlight of Krishna consciousness. So, when we begin our day by reading about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, then that investment over time becomes very substantial. It becomes very substantial. And the investment can be as little as 10 minutes in the day. But that 10 minutes, it's said in Bhagavad Gita, Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatovaya. Svalpa, su-alpa, even the smallest little bit of spiritual progress can save one from the greatest danger. It can save one from the greatest danger. The greatest danger is that I may leave this human form of life without any spiritual consciousness and again fall down to the lower status of life. If you have to leave, take some prasad before you go. Are you coming back? Okay. The greatest danger is that I may fall from this human life. There's no guarantee that again I'll come. But one can be saved from that great danger simply by little investment in Krishna consciousness. Of course, little investment, result of a little investment is that you'll think, this is very good, let me invest more. When an investment is good, then you think, oh, I should increase my investment. And Krishna helps you. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Krishna says, for those who engage in serving me, I help them. I give them enlightenment from within so that they can approach me. Oh, investment. Our This is my job, investment counselor. How to invest in Krishna consciousness. Then your mind becomes peaceful. You become free from anxieties. And your spiritual life becomes strong. Now that was my question on your behalf. And I wonder who else might have some question.
Swamiji, when is Sanatana Dharma again will come back? Sanatana Dharma, when will come back again?
Sanatana Dharma.
It's a cycle of...
Yeah. Actually, Sanatana Dharma, this coming back and coming back, that's not our Sanatana Dharma. That's Asanatana Dharma. Because the material world is not Sanatana. Material world is... Asanata, temporary, ashashvata. In the Bhagavad Gita, material world is described as dukkhalayam ashashvata. It's full of trouble and it's temporary. So, at the present moment, I'm coming back again and again and again, lifetime after lifetime, but that's not my natural karma. That's my asanatana dharma. The sanatana dharma means yagatva nanivartante tadhama paramam mama. To leave behind this temporary birth and death and go to Krishna. The spiritual world is sanatana. Krishna is sanatana. We're also sanatana. So our Sanatana Dharma is to be with Krishna and serve Krishna. Actually, you can say that our Dharma is to serve. Dharma means the permanent quality of a thing, just like the fire is brilliant. Because that's the quality of fire. If we say this fire is dark, then it's not fire. The fire has to give light. That's the dharma of fire. The dharma of chili is to be hot. The dharma of sugar is to be sweet. And the dharma of the living being is to serve. Everyone is serving. I serve my family. I serve my country. I serve my company. I serve my society. Every one of us is serving. No one can say, I don't serve. I serve my senses, I serve my tongue, I serve. We're serving. That's our dharma. But now, what I'm serving is temporary. My country is temporary. This life I may be Indian, next life I may be Pakistani. Or American. Or Egyptian. This life, I may belong to one family. Next life, I may belong to a different family. Maybe human family, maybe animal family, bird family, tree family. So I want to serve my country, but I render very good service to my country, then I'm born in another country. In the Bhagavad Gita, it said, whatever you think of at the time of death, that determines where you go. So someone is serving his country, suppose his country is India. He's serving his country, India, and he's guarding the border with Pakistan. He's watching very carefully whether there are any Pakistani soldiers. And at the time of death, because he's thinking of the Pakistanis, he takes birth in Pakistan. Then he's serving on the other side, watching to see whether there are any Indians. My service here is temporary. just like in business, sometimes I work for a company, then I quit that job, I go work for the competition. I go work for the competitor of my former company. Because it's temporary. It's not that I'm eternally the servant of one company or one country or one family. Then that's asanata. But my sanatan business is to serve the Supreme, to serve God. That's called sanatanta. When I'm engaged in the service of Bhagavan, that's actually my sanatana. And when I revive my sanatana dharma, then my asanatana dharma will automatically dissolve. Doesn't mean I no longer serve my country, I no longer serve my company, but it will be finished. And I won't have to come again to serve another country, another family, another... Mam eti, I get the opportunity to go to Krishna and serve Krishna. Is that all right? Something else? Sanatana. Should we have a little more kirtan then?